Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, Lauren, you're on.
What?
You're on.
You're on, Lauren.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
You got this, Lauren.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Whoa. We're recording now?
Yep.
This is Lauren's podcast.
Well,
and with everybody in Octavarius here, we are at what, number 47?
Yeah.
We are at the 47th podcast. So thank you for everybody who's stuck with us these 47 weeks.
Almost a full four dozen, huh?
Yeah.
Almost a full year of podcast.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Three bags full.
Should we sound off starting with...
Not should we?
Gustavo?
We are going to.
I'll start off. Me and Gustavo. Hi, everybody. I'm Gustavi.
Hi, everybody. I'm Makula.
Hi, I'm Danielson.
Hi, I am Musinski.
Whoa.
I'm an E.
It's Tens!
P.
It's Vidrelli.
Habersburger.
I love how this one's starting off already. Hey,
it's looking really good.
Yeah, it looks like we're all ready to go.
Yeah, well,
is anything wrong?
No, oh, looks like that mailbag.
What?
Oh, no.
Lauren, this is the Lauren podcast.
You were supposed
you don't know where
to
the mailbag is.
Oh, she's got it, guys.
Oh, she's got it.
Control.
There it is.
You should probably open it from the seal up here.
Or do whatever you want.
Yeah, you're Lauren.
I'm going to open the mailbag right now.
Make sure you say it in the microphone there.
Or we'll do this. I opened it, guys.
It's a blue.
Thanks for letting us know.
Well,
what does it say?
We have a letter here, which I'm super excited about.
Who's it from?
It is from Barry Botter. And
that's really cryptic. I gotta figure out. We're gonna need a team of people to figure out this code.
Is he a baseball player?
Where is he from?
He's
from
Smogwarts.
Well, yes.
Smogwarts.
Smogwarts.
What
yes.
state is that in?
California, I assume.
Okay.
And
what does Barry say?
Barry says, "Oh jeez," he says, "Dear Octavarius."
Is it long?
He says, "Dear Octavarius."
Okay.
I'm really into movies, and one of my favorite movie is Harry Potter. And,
which one?
All the series.
That's what it says in the letter.
Sounds like he's got a lot in common with you, Lauren.
Yeah, exactly. And he says that he loves Lauren because of my love of Harry Potter. Thank you, Barry.
Oh.
And he said, how do you guys feel about that? What's up with that?
That he loves her love of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Well, that Barry loves Lauren.
So we're talking about Lauren.
And Harry Potter is, of course...
I guess that's part of what Lauren is.
Yeah.
So it's a big part of Lauren.
For those of you who are confused at home, we've decided to let Lauren really take control of this podcast. It's going to be all about Lauren. We realize that sometimes we out-talk Lauren, and Lauren doesn't get the amount of voice heard as she would like, so we're just giving it all to her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she couldn't convey that to you yet. So I stepped in to help.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate your help, Keith.
So we're going to talk about Lauren. You know, I met Lauren in college. A lot of us went to college with Lauren, and she was a technical theater major, stage management, and the lot. But I don't think I ever worked on anything with you, did I?
I don't think so, because I was 2 years above Keith, and just the shows that you were in were different ones than.
Yeah, I was in shitty shows.
No.
Yeah, no, yeah. Except for Tommy. Tommy was really cool.
But your height played such a factor.
I know. And Ma Rainey was cool, but I was just...
The rock opera Tommy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's only saying that because I'm in the room.
Yeah, because Tins was in Tommy, too. You guys both rocked it out.
Yeah. Tins more so, technically, since he played the rock guitar.
I did have a guitar.
Yeah.
You're a crazy scientist.
I was a crazy scientist, much like rock and roll features often.
Lauren likes science.
She likes the science of magic.
Lawrence, if you had... Lawrence. He's gonna be late.
He's gonna be a guest.
If you had to choose from all the real sciences, what would you say is your favorite, like, branch of science?
Of real science?
Of, like, not magic.
Judicial!
I liked biology when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Because chemistry was just too... I didn't like chemistry a lot, but biology was kind of cool, learning about, like, the earth and...
Did you ever have to dissect a gross animal in biology? Like, I know we had to dissect rats.
We had to dissect a pig.
Yeah, we had fetal pigs freshman year and rats my senior year, I think.
I remember I was traumatized.
When?
Fifth grade. We went to Lake Geneva.
Okay, you gotta really be more specific when you say that.
Okay, so we went on this class trip for fifth grade science class, and we went with Mr. Vroom, who is...
Tom Phenomenon!
Mr. Vroom has been brought back.
We're going to science.
Vroom. I can't believe Mr. Vroom is back.
The legendary Mr. Wow. Vroom.
All right.
From Podcast Past.
I imagine that he rides a flying motorcycle.
Like Hagrid.
Like Harry Potter.
Yay, Hagrid is included.
Is Mr. Vroom Hagrid?
Oh my god, don't even
Maybe
blow
that's
my mind.
His name, Hagrid Vroom.
Tell us about your field trip.
Oh, and they dissected a fish right there, like, on the shore, which I thought was really cruel.
What kind of fish?
And,
wait, like a live fish from
yeah,
the ocean?
So
yeah,
they hunted? They
were
hunting?
But that's what that... Okay, go on.
Yeah, no, I know. But they showed, like, the heart still beating after they killed it.
Awesome.
Like,
you know what, though?
Taking it apart. I remember, really creepy.
Yeah, I remember my dad telling me about his science class. Like, in his biology class, they would kill a frog while it was alive so the students could see the heart beating and see the organs turning.
Wow. Wait, how would they kill the frog while it was still alive?
Cut it open.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably it. I imagine, you just pin its arms and legs to the cork board while it's still hippity-hopping.
Well, not hopping too much on that board.
trying real hard to hop a bit.
I never had to dissect a frog. I somehow got out of it.
I had an
pole.
Earthworm.
I did an earthworm, and I did something else that was dumb. But I got out, like, through, I did owl pellets in, like, sixth grade. But my brothers, I remember, had to do fetal pigs.
Yeah, we were just saying.
I did a pig in high
school. Yeah. Once in high school.
That's so much meat to saw through.
Well, no, not when they're fetuses.
How big are the fetuses?
Like, you had to have a thing and, like, go at it for a while to get the thing open.
And I think maybe the weirdest part about it is pigs' organ systems are so close to that of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I guess I never thought about that. That is kind of weird.
Here's a weird question. If you guys could, or, you know, would, for whatever reason, witness or partake in, like, a human dissection, would you do that?
Lauren, why don't you take this first?
Yeah, go ahead, Lauren.
Are you talking about
an
autopsy,
like
Scott?
Like
yeah, that's literally an autopsy.
Yes, I guess an autopsy, but like in a situation where someone just died of natural causes, it wasn't like...
Why
do
I have to cut him open?
Isn't missing. Well, you don't have to, maybe.
But
you
why
just...
am I being asked to?
Well, because he's got the secret key inside of him that you need
to
unlock.
The door with a dragon.
Can I just go?
Why would I want to unlock the door if the dragon?
Because he's got the riddle you have to solve to continue
to get to the Cloud City.
Well, this is called information, and
guys,
I could have used
guys,
this.
Guys, if there's a secret key in somebody's body,
said Biwo, totally serious.
We all know that we would all say yes because we would have to find the secret key.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say for this one, no secret key, because I feel like there would be yes across the board if there was a secret key.
Well, a secret to what, though? Like, what's
to the dragon with the riddle that you...
What is at the end of the quest? How important is this key?
The
is there,
Holy
like,
Grail.
If it's Lauren, called the secret key and it's hidden inside somebody, it's probably pretty fucking...
Well, like,
Lauren, at the end of this quest is Robert Pattinson on his knee waiting to... proposed marriage.
Excellent.
And the four beacons have been safely lit, securing the safety of the planet.
Just across the board.
So you'd split
a
dude open?
It's golden sun.
Would you butcher LP and then cut
how
over.
How
wait,
yeah,
wait,
so well, it's not going to be me.
So you got
my own story.
Why can't it just be a random dude?
Yeah,
I was looking at LP.
Now it's getting interesting.
Yeah, so
Lauren.
would you kill
butcher
me to,
LP?
Would you butcher me to marry Robert Pattinson? Be
That's
honest.
A great question.
How would you do it, Lauren?
To think.
I'll sweeten the pot for you, Lauren.
He's already
once,
dead.
Once you get.
Holy shit!
No, I'm not dead.
No.
Oh, you're not dead? No,
no.
I would
you
not
kill
LP for Robert Pattinson.
With Stone.
Tins
is sweetening the pot.
Okay, so suppose LP is already dead, and you just have to go and perform an autopsy.
Which you're not qualified to do.
So, maybe...
I've seen enough Grey's Anatomy.
No. That does not
no.
That cannot make you qualified.
Lauren,
I understand.
Don't get distracted by the ghost of your ex-boyfriend.
I understand this
nice
is her
mark.
Podcast, but that was just ridiculous.
All right. Wait, all right. Lauren, suppose you have to... Okay. Suppose that you have to perform an autopsy on LP to get to the secret key. But... Here, suppose the riddle dragon
like the
is a Norwegian ridgeback.
Okay.
You get to see like a real magic dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be scared of
that.
But the dragon likes you. You're a dragon whisperer. They got those, right? That's like Gryffindor, right?
They speak Drasko time.
Hagrid's kind of a dragon whisperer.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
And you could be Hagrid.
And you get to meet Hagrid.
You get to meet him.
And the four beacons are lit, securing the safety of the planet.
Right.
Are you not thinking about humanity here?
Stop thinking about yourself, Lauren.
So are you saying that LP's dead or not?
Let's say in this case,
he's in a coma and we don't know if
LP's
dead.
Perfect.
And he hasn't showed any signs of brain activity too recently.
How did LP get into the coma?
Wait, what's your
he ate that secret key,
fuck
dude.
That
it was
dude.
Cursed.
The
secret key.
The Expelliarmus curse is put on.
He thought
me.
It was
oh
the, one of those decorations on top of the cupcake, but no.
Lauren,
those aren't edible.
Wait, is it really to save the planet? Because that does change things. Then, it's just
then you having sex with Robert Pattinson is like charity, really.
I mean, really.
Well, it's like, you know,
it's like the key to the city.
Okay, hang on.
Zinge.
I would not kill LP, even if he was in a coma, because I love him so.
Okay, let me pose another hypothetical.
You're going to let humanity die, because you aren't going
to
light any of the beacons at all.
I mean, if you don't kill LP, he's just going
to
die anyway. Because you didn't
eventually,
save him.
None of this matters, I guess.
But his last thought will be of you murdering him.
Oh, jeez.
You have to take that to the
okay,
he wakes up as you're doing
mother.
It.
He's so
okay.
Dark.
Lauren, let me pose another hypothetical to you. You get one night with Robert Pattinson, and you get to do whatever you want with him.
To him.
But you know that at the stroke of midnight... 5,000 people chosen at random on this planet will die instantly because you made the choice to hang out with Robert Pattinson.
That's
but
really
after that happens,
Lauren.
You get the entire day and night with your buddy from Third Rock from the Sun.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Mimi Siku.
But you get two sweet days.
Yeah, but the second day
she has
5,000.
Absolutely right. 5,000. That's not even like one guy.
It's like a lot of people.
What?
A lot of people.
That's 2,000. That's almost
fact.
2,000 more than 9/11. That's
yeah.
So you would be that's more than 9/11.
Nobody
tragedy.
Would know.
No.
Nobody would know.
No, nobody would know.
You would
thing.
Be fucking them to death, basically.
No. What? Here's the thing.
Here it is.
It's not about just having a night with them.
Of course not.
She wants love, dude.
Exactly.
Okay. Then every time that you two say I love you to each other, let's say 45 people die.
We could just not
wait,
say it alone.
Right,
but every time
Lauren,
you think it happens.
No, wait. But Lauren, you can't tell him this or he will leave you. So you can't control when he says
he'll
I love you.
He'll think you're crazy.
What if
but you can't
us?
Ever tell him.
What if she actually kills us or someone important? What if she like kills Obama? I know.
I'm already dead. She killed me to fucking get the key to the dragon.
Look, you've got to do something. There's people in a flying ship headed for you and headed to stop you from lighting all those beacons. So make a choice and light those goddamn beacons.
I wouldn't kill anybody.
We're all going to die because
you're
of
not,
you.
I mean, you're not killing us. You're just letting us
get
die.
Get
Lauren, your love.
My decision. What, Makula?
Anytime you don't make a decision...
60 people die.
God damn it.
But I'm saying
people are dying left and right.
Okay. What if we could guarantee that you don't know those people, though? Like, you'll never meet them, you never would meet them in any life.
It's a dirty country.
Wasn't there already
Lauren
a shitty...
a of like, oh, maybe I would do this.
Lauren's never met Obama.
Actually, wasn't there a shitty Cameron Diaz movie based on this exact premise?
Called The Box.
It was called The Mask. It was
the
great.
Are you thinking about There's Something About Mary?
Yes, that's the one.
Something About The Mask.
Yeah, no, I actually saw The Box. It is horrible.
You saw it?
Yeah.
What compelled you to see The Box?
I was at Redbox with Robin, and
you deserve whatever you got.
And here's the thing.
You deserve this.
We have trouble agreeing on what movie to see, so yeah, we always wind up seeing a movie no one would like.
That's the saddest,
you know what?
Saddest thing ever.
You know what, Mark?
That's so sad.
Now that you mention it, there have been a couple dozen nights that I've gotten home and you and Robin have just had movie time, and I get home and you're like, how was your night? It was okay. We watched, we watched Shrek 3. Oh, cool. Do you really want to see it? No, but it was all right, I guess.
It started one day, we were at the theater, and we didn't know what to see because we missed, I think we were trying to see Avatar, but we were only there 2 hours early, so it was all sold out for the rest of the day. That, you remember, that dates this podcast.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to see Invictus. It's this really great dramatic story about like civil rights and how they use sports to influence global politics.
Yeah,
and she
but
was
it's soccer,
rugby.
Oh. Same fucking difference.
No, not at all.
That is culturally insensitive.
They were the same sport a while ago.
The point of this thing, it's not even American.
Thank you.
They play rugby all over. And what did Robin want to see, pray tell?
Oh, God, I don't even remember.
Was it The Big Green?
Oh, no, she wanted to see The Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
Oh. I'm The Blind Side.
What did you compromise on?
What did you end up seeing?
We ended up seeing Up in the Air.
Well, that's actually pretty good.
That worked out great for you.
It's a good movie. Yeah, but I never got to see it.
I enjoyed Up in the Air.
Yeah, I like the movie.
It starts off so sad.
Which McCoola still has my copy of Up in the Air.
I don't know. 60 people have died, Lauren.
But I think that Redbox day, I wanted to see The Expendables, and she wanted to see, After Sunset or whatever they're on for that series.
So we watch popcorn in the microwave instead.
We let it burn.
Remember when they had the bags that it would have popcorn that was colored?
Yes.
I do remember those.
No.
It's probably it was awesome as a child. It was an awesome concept, but there's probably a reason they don't do it anymore.
I didn't care for it.
I didn't either. I loved it.
I liked it.
I thought it tasted like ass.
It tasted like complete garbage, and it looked stupid.
Popcorn's gross anyway.
No,
it's not gross.
No.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It's just not worth the trouble of getting it out of your teeth after.
Do you guys go to the movie theater? Lauren, do you ever go to the movie theater where you can add your own butter?
Oh my God,
yes.
It's so dangerous.
That's amazing.
Lauren likes to add her own butter.
Remember
Fun
that
fact
one, Barry.
About Lauren.
This is the Lauren.
I also like the salt. The popcorn salt, or if they have the popcorn cheddar.
Oh yeah, the
seasoning.
fun dust.
Yeah,
that's not what it's called.
The fun dust. We know a lot. There's some things that you really love, and you're very, very open about. Harry Potter and
Twilight,
and even being with Jesse McCartney, things like that.
Disney movies.
Uh-huh. You mean the and one only Jesse McCartney.
The and one only Jesse McCartney.
There's a lot of Jesse McCartney.
Of Dream Street, the boy band that should have come.
Oh my God. I remember Dream Street.
They came out at the end of all the boy band hoopla.
They were
so
terrible.
Yeah. I traveled miles to see them. I got on the
Cloud
tour
set
bus.
With a totally straight
line.
Everyone take a drink. Lisa just went
you
against
met
Dream
Street.
I met them multiple times.
They're so bad.
You went on their
Cloud,
tour bus,
you didn't
I believe.
Ever hear that podcast, though.
Wait, Lauren, what? Can you tell me what you asked Jesse McCartney before getting on his tour bus?
I might have asked him if he partied.
I think you asked him if
he
liked to party.
If he liked to party.
I asked, do you like to party? And he just looked at me.
Hey, how old are you again, Lauren?
I assume she's 21 and he's 16.
No! I was 18 or 19 and he was 17 or 16.
Probably 15. Lauren, you need to speak up for our listeners here.
Oh, sorry.
You are mumbling a little bit. So you were 18 or 19, and he was like 16?
16.
Or 17. Okay.
16.
Or 15. So you said, do you like to party? And he said, no.
No. After I gave him a handmade, like,
your
box.
Your womanly charm.
What?
Yeah.
And also,
you
if I
made
recall,
him, you made him a box?
Yeah, I made him a present.
For what?
I don't know. We were going to the signing. And
were there condoms in the present?
No.
Were there party hats?
I don't
hats
remember.
Lauren, don't use no condom with Jesse McCartney.
Hell no. Any seed you can get, you get it.
Oh, Lauren.
Then sell it on eBay.
Oh, my God.
Lauren, Jesse Abraham Arthur McCartney, born April 9th.
I know that because that's also my kid.
Born April 9th, 1987. How?
85 is me.
Okay.
So, 2 years.
So if you were 19,
okay, that's
he
not
was
that's not all.
But if you were 18, he was 16.
That's legal, sort of.
So it was 60, like I said.
So she was probably 18.
Yeah. Oh, hey, he's in the ABC Family series Greek.
Oh,
so, does anybody...
you mean
what?
Gursk.
I think he changed his... I think he...
Because it's Epsilons, and it's wrong.
You're right.
Yeah. It's Gursk.
But I think now he likes to party.
Well, there's nothing about that on his Wikipedia page.
You should probably add Jesse McCartney does not like to party.
I do have it on video.
Under the subheading.
Wait, what?
When you talk to him, you were videotaping him?
Yeah.
Oh my God, when is this going up on the website?
So Lauren, two things. A, we can put this on the website. B, we can officially put it on Wikipedia because we have video of him saying he doesn't like to party.
That's hilarious.
And they can't take it down.
We'd have to put something like, back in like 1999 or something.
Yeah. Well, sure, but you could look at that Wikipedia table of contents and it could be like, early life. Young career, party habits.
Hey, Keith, real quick. You remember when we, the two of us, must not have had anything to do one day during, I forget when it was exactly, but we watched the shitty movie just called Keith?
Yes.
Because it's called Keith.
Right.
The film stars actor and pop star Jesse McCartney.
Oh, that movie was awful.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit.
Dude, that made me pissed to be a Keith.
Dude, we're all pissed.
It was
what
boring.
What is the plot of Keith?
The storyline is
they
tell.
He joins an improv group. The story is the main character. The main character is extremely boring and hangs out with some girl who is also boring. And boring adventures don't even get started. They're just...
Actually, you know what? I'm reading the synopsis on Wikipedia right now. This sounds like a movie that, on paper, Lauren, I think you would really like.
I think I wanted to read this.
The storyline is based around a popular 17-year-old high school senior, Natalie, who thinks she has got life figured out until she meets and falls for Keith Zetterstrom, a student portrayed by Jesse McCartney. Oh, Natalie is at first annoyed by her new chemistry class lab partner, but she ultimately falls for him and discovers that Keith is hiding a secret with tragic results.
This is like Twilight.
He has the key inside of him.
Scott takes the lead. Amazingly done.
Scott just opened the door to the podcast with that key and locked us all out.
Tragic results. That's
it could just
horrible.
Be like the flying key in Harry Potter, though, and it could just come out.
Yeah, except you got to cut it out of him.
No one will come out.
And
like
the beacons.
After do
not forget. Don't forget the beacons.
You have to light them. You have limited time because the torch you need to light them with is burning down.
It's for the planet.
Yeah. I would save the planet. Okay, guys.
Awesome.
Nice.
4,200 people are dead, Lauren.
I made a decision. Okay.
To save the. That's terrible that in all of your choices, like, bare minimum 45 people die every time you say I love you. That's the good solution where the planet doesn't end.
Yeah, what an awful evil wizard to make that.
Now, Lauren, we know a lot of things that you do love, that you're very adamant about. Are there any secret things you love that are other things we just don't know that you have obsessions with that you're even too embarrassed to bring up in front of us because we're pretty vicious.
Like, what if, like, Lauren was obsessed with, like, World's Strongest Man or, like, lumberjacking competitions?
You're gonna say World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
No, that's me.
Is there something that you Do you have a dark obsession?
What's something we don't know about you at all?
Go ahead, Lauren, tell us right now.
No one's
don't even think about it.
I'm very vocal about what I like, just because I really like it, you know, and I want to let everybody know. I want to shout it, you know. Whatever.
She's passionate.
Yeah, I'm passionate.
So, what was your favorite? What was your favorite movie in childhood?
Spice World.
Probably The Little Mermaid.
She likes the Goonies.
It was Goonies and Disney.
At least that's a good
choice.
The Goonies is a good movie.
Here's something. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not.
For a really long time,
I had this, I think I've talked about this kind of before on a podcast. I had this little collection of what I called little people. And they were like little, like it started off with just like the toy that you got in a Happy Meal of like Aladdin or, you know, whatever movie that they were sponsoring, you get a little action figure.
It's funny that you mentioned a Disney movie as your example.
but then there was another drink
for those of you who can start at home.
And boys love playing with Aladdin action figures too. If there's any hero they want, it's Aladdin.
I had one. Yeah. No, Christopher had one. That's right.
But then there was a store that had all these little people, and just these little statues from, you know, all the Disney movies and all the cartoons that were out at the time. Wizard of Oz.
Like a toy store?
But it was like these really little ones. They weren't like big action figures. They weren't Barbie size. They were like a fourth of Barbie.
Display figurines.
How many of them were Precious Moments?
None. Wasn't that like a Christian thing?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway. Feels good.
She's Jewish.
Yeah. But I used to play with them all the time, and I played with them for way too long. Like, I should have stopped playing with them when I stopped playing Barbies, but no, I continued.
What age are we talking about?
21.
15.
18, 19.
15.
17.
Did you give Jesse McCartney one?
Did you have a little Jesse McCartney from when Keith came out and sponsored McDonald's? No.
I hope as soon as you asked Jesse McCartney if he liked to party, you immediately handed him a Jesse McCartney action figure
while videotaping it. I gave him
Didn't your mom call you? Furious that she thought you were getting railed by Jesse McCartney in the trailer.
While
Lauren films it, too.
There's an important detail here. You handed him a homemade box.
Oh, yeah.
What was in the homemade box?
These are two separate occasions. I've met Jesse on four occasions.
You know
what?
He knows him on first name basis.
How many boxes have you given him?
Wow.
Oh my god.
Four times? I didn't know. Where
are the other three times?
Wow. Were they at four different malls?
Yes. First one, Kitty Land.
Oh my god, I love Kitty Land. Yeah. Were they performing there?
He must have been pretty big to make an appearance in Kitty Land.
They closed it. It's gone now.
Yeah, everyone grew up.
The second time,
Kitty Land.
I don't remember the order. One was the Fox Valley Mall.
Hey, that's near me. I've been there. That's a mall.
One was the Old Orchard Mall.
Another mall.
That's an outdoor mall.
Nice mall tour. And then the last one was after the Aaron Carter concert where Dream Street opened up for me.
But you went for Dream Street.
Was this in the heyday of Aaron's party?
Aaron's party, come and get it.
When did he not like the party?
Aaron liked.
Why didn't you ask Aaron?
I know.
The dude loves the party. Come and get it.
Dude, he beat Shaq.
Yeah, come and get it.
So Lauren, overall, because I assume you gave him a treasure box every time you met him.
In my mind, inside the box is just like a ribbon of her hair.
I was just going to say, total, how many pounds of hair did you give away?
I was going to say that you had...
I'm so sorry.
It was the last time that you asked him to party, and you had pictures from the three previous times you met him.
Like,
Look, you know me.
Lauren. No, but there is something to tell. No joke. Jesse has. You guys are gonna make fun of me.
No, Lauren.
The whole fucking point of this podcast.
Lauren, you just said Lauren.
It's one of his
podcast.
Videos devoted to the fans. It's about the fans. Okay.
Oh God. Lauren in it?
I am on pins and needles.
Oh my God.
Are you in this video?
He says someone asked him to party.
He's a shout out. He's a
I
shout
gave
out.
Him a ring, like a ring that a like turned. Ring? You know, one of those weird.
A
rings?
Decoder ring.
Wait, what?
Just like it's just like a cool ring that the middle spins.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
He said that.
Hell is the ring? Hang on, guys. What is this ring?
I just, it was is just it a metal? Ring. Yeah, it was just a metal, like, you know, I don't know.
And you spin it, and what does it mean when you spin it?
Nothing. It's just called a worry ring. It's like supposedly to de-stress you, like.
Oh,
spin
so you
it,
gave him a ring to de-stress himself?
How nice of you!
And possibly while he's, you know, relaxing, he'll think of you.
Yeah, that's
you gave.
Crazy.
You probably so, just gave him a nasty fidgeting habit.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so, okay. He mentioned that they were doing. No joke. He mentioned that they were doing possible like taking people's. Fans' gifts and like putting in a video, and he in the very beginning of one of his videos, he spins a ring.
What?
And I'm pretty positive that's the ring I gave.
What's the name of this?
Oh my God.
Look it up now.
I forget the name of the song.
God, we gotta put
you don't forget the name of the song. You have
it
ingrained in your memory.
You know.
Can you post
it's either like because you can or.
You know what I hate I'll about this?
Tins, hold on, hold on. Let me. Tins, can you post this music video with the podcast so that people could. Have a direct way to see this video? Like,
as
just
soon
the
as
you
I,
make the post.
As soon as I find out which video
yeah,
the ring
is
in.
We'll find it.
Well, you know what you're going to have to do, and this is what I hate about this whole thing now, is we're going to have to fucking watch Dream Street videos until we just find this thing. This is how Lauren wins.
And we don't know which song
this
it
is
so
awful.
I'm going to probably have to watch like seven
no
goddamn
way.
Videos.
Just there's Google. No way there's seven. Just
you know. Dude, as much as
I
Lauren
think it's
likes
because
the shit,
you live or because something
because
like that.
Because you live?
No joke, I think so.
Oh my God.
The only song
that's
know.
The
anyways,
song he wrote
so...
for you after you got the secret
a
key.
Hymn, man. That's a hymn about Jesus. It's called Because He Lives. I mean, come on.
Well, but Jesus took a bunch of fan gifts oh, and made a sweet music video.
He did.
The only Dream Street song I know is called It Happens Every Time.
Yes!
Because
I
my
that.
Friend
it happens every time.
Oh yeah, no, I
oh
saw that on
yeah.
YouTube.
My friend Leslie was like obsessed with them. She showed me. I was like, what? But like, if you listen to the song now, it sounds like it could be inappropriate.
Yes,
like,
it does.
Like, what are they talking about?
What is
it sounds like somebody's like,
about?
You know.
It's called like it happens every time when I see you.
Yeah, it sounds like he's getting a boner
every time
or something.
When I look at you. It's like, what's happening? What's
so it's
happening?
A song about him possibly getting a boner every time he sees you.
Yeah. You have, like, your mind in the gutter.
So,
yeah.
Or maybe it's just that
you,
lovely feeling.
You know, like, listen to
that
it.
That smiley feeling.
Yeah.
Is that, what did you think on that, Lauren?
That's what I originally thought. But then, as I got older...
But then
really
you were like, maybe he gets a bone.
Maybe.
Lauren's giggling.
You are giggling. You really believe that.
Weird.
That could be. We're
it's
getting,
just so weird.
Are there other like celebrities that you've?
Well,
like,
we know Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, you met Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, how often do you actually seek out your crazy crushes? Because I don't do that. I love Natalie Portman, but I'm not gonna go find her. She's gonna find me.
Make them come to
you. Well,
there are some, aren't
Lauren,
there?
Yeah. Do you just live with some like hot guy celebrity and you're not telling us?
No, I wish. No, I mean, here's the thing, like, you know, if I can access the celeb that I have a crush on, I'm going to do it.
Now
I'm
by access,
the,
how
know,
many
websites that say where they're going to be or whatever.
How many states have you driven across? To get to your stalker destination.
Oh, well, I did go to New York for Joseph Gordon-Levitt, so I don't know.
You did.
Well, she flew.
I flew, yeah.
Have you ever just driven across 4 states or so to get to a stalker destination?
You say this like you know something. Do you...
No,
I don't. I don't know. I just assume.
No, I've stayed in Illinois for
so they do the come Jesse to
McCartney. Yeah, a lot. Well, a lot of them Fox come Valley to Illinois, but a lot of them come to Chicago. You know, but
you have a cool city. Celebrities like
I it. Also like made. I found out Natalie. If you make friends with the manager or like the choreographer. Or, like, one of the people that are really close to the band, but they're not, like, famous from
so
the
you
band.
Use people.
Yes.
Strategy.
Sometimes you gotta fuck the drummer, man.
And that's how I got on the Dream Sheet Tour Bus. I became friends with the manager and the choreographer.
How old was the manager?
Actually, it was a really shady business because I think there was Get they out. Were accused later of like child porn. The managers for Dream Street.
Oh my god!
You were friends with this man.
Lord? Oh, because they got you know girls to get on the tour yeah. bus and
fuck the drummer.
It's amazing that they made you think you made friends with them, yeah. like, and they didn't just find you.
I don't know how it works.
She's got a handmade box. This one's totally in.
Yeah, this one will be easy.
But luckily my mom came running through the crowd.
This has been a question dancing in my mind. Now, handmade box.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What
You're right.
What the fuck is a handmade box?
Yeah, is this like a shoe box? Did you carve it out of a newly fallen tree?
Because I've been trying to imagine this the whole time throughout all of this nonsense, and I just can't figure out what the hell it is.
Yeah, in my mind, I see like a nice wooden box, but I can't imagine you doing wood shop.
Or is it like a shoebox that you decorate?
My box has a hinge.
It was much closer. It was a little bit smaller. I don't know where I got the original structure for the box. Probably like, you know.
It was probably the best shape that you could fit your hair into. Because I imagine the box is also made of hair.
Oh my there is god. No hair. You're
oh so my weird. God, what the hell is this? Open it.
You like to party?
You know what? You know what I just remembered? I got a box from a girl once.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I was given a box once. It was a girl that bought a wooden box from like Michael's and then she like painted it and on the top of it was like a quote. I
don't forget
I'd be damned
me.
If I remembered
that. Now, Brian, is this bow tie era Brian Wall or is this ska rocker era Brian Wall?
Wait, what did you say? It's ska rocker.
Bow tie Brian Wall.
No, this is ska. I was totally ska time. this was tube socks, shorts, and like a short sleeve button down with a quirky tie. Era Brian.
Yeah.
And this chick made me a box. Fuck you. Hit me all you want. I got this sweet box.
And that means love.
Wait, what, Lauren, seriously, how did you make this box?
That's what that box meant.
Really awesome that you made your box, Brian.
So is that what you did? Is that what it was?
It was very similar, yes.
It was just made of hair.
It's not made of hair. I put, like, construction paper on it, and I put, like, jokes and quotes and whatever, and then...
On the outside of the box?
It was made of
the
construction paper?
So he could read... So you cut out things from magazines... And you put it around.
I assume
like
him, right?
I researched, yeah. I found out, you know,
his favorite
things that he
color.
Liked or whatever. Yeah.
So and that's
he
how said, you know like, it means love. Yeah.
So he said, like, I love Elf, and then you put like Elf quotes
sure,
on it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real stalkerish. It was great.
But it wasn't like quotes of him saying like I love Elf.
No.
Especially like, little word bubbles coming from pictures of him on the box.
I love great. Ladies that, with, that start with L.
And rhyme really with. Creepy.
yeah.
I think it was commitment. I commend you.
Thanks.
So what was in the box?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what was in the box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? I know that there was a candle.
A cat
that
sticker.
Actually,
was it a scented
like
candle?
Some cat stickers.
It was this cool candle that I thought was really cool, but I was going through my hippie phase in college. It was the freshman year of college, yes.
What?
Wait, what?
You gave
me
a box when you were in college.
Wait a goddamn minute. I just realized that I knew you during this time. Like, I knew you then.
Yeah, you were careful not to mention this visit during any college parties.
Wait a second. When in college was this? Was this after you had already thought you dated Mark?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Did you leave our fake relationship for Jesse McCartney? Have I been dumped, sort of, for Jesse McCartney?
Was that the way you were able to get over the loss of Mark?
This is so sordid. I can't believe that I even knew you during this time. McCoola, you were there.
I am shocked beyond the point of belief.
Wait, Lauren, do you think it's there's still time for me to send somebody a box?
I think you could do it if you put your...
You're going to send a box to what, like Tim Meadows?
Natalie Portman.
They're going to send a fucking bomb squad in.
That's find what out I figure. What Natalie Portman
you
likes.
Can't send people boxes anymore.
I know, that's what I
want. It's a post-9/11 world.
It'd be unique.
Well, yeah, what if it's like filled with like a kazoo?
Dude, if the box is covered with pictures of Natalie Portman with thought bubbles just saying the word Keith over and over, they're gonna call the fucking bomb squad.
Do it.
That's true. That's what I. But that's okay, because that'll make sure she looks and sees what's in it when it's not a bomb.
Well, it goes right to her, like, agent or manager.
I'm going
to
put, like, a cool candle in it. I'm going to put, like, some stickers in it. I'm going to put, like, a picture of me waving to her. It's going to be a hologram. Jesus.
How much hair are you going to give
her? Oh, I'm going to give her all the hair I can afford to get rid of.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how famous you have to be before you have to get, like, a box opener. Like, somebody who does that because it's too scary for you to do it.
I bet she has a box opener.
What if I make a nice wooden box?
How do I get that job? I'll take that job.
Natalie Portman's box.
Wait, Keith. What do you mean you're gonna make her?
I didn't even see the innuendo. In
you're gonna make her a nice wooden box. Would you? You'd take a shop class for Natalie Portman?
Well, the box, make a box.
Well, look, the box that was made for me. It wasn't that she constructed the box. No, it was just a plain wooden box that you could pick up at Michael's, and then you could paint it and stain it. She like shellacked a quote thing on there,
or just smoke a bunch of cigars and
but
use that box.
All the same, I can make a box.
I'm very confident that I know how to make a box.
It's really not all that difficult to make a box.
Yeah, how many sides does it have then?
Six.
Shit.
Okay. It's a box, guys. We're surrounded by boxes. I get them. I get it.
A cardboard box is different from building a box out of wood, though.
It's not that hard. I assure you I could. If I had the materials, I can go to Home Depot, I'll try and make a box.
Keith, I will chip in $5 to the Keith Builds a Box Fund. If you can build a box and document it.
And
oh man,
I
believe in you.
Guys, I don't really have any doubt that Keith can make a box. This is the guy that made, you know, the cardboard rocket ship.
For Christ's sake.
He made a miniature golf course. We made like one of the sweetest forts that I've ever seen in my life. And then Keith was like, "Yeah, it's not the best one I've made, but it was pretty good." Like, he can make a fucking box. If Keith says he can make a box, I believe that.
Yeah.
Now,
I'll make a box. If Lauren, do we need a box? Like, do we need, like, a nice donation box? Maybe I'll just make a box.
Yeah, we need a box to put all our goddamn silly hats in. Can you do that?
Well, we have this box. It's
but
just
it's,
not big enough.
It's getting too... We need a box just for silly hats now. Yeah, not true. For silly hats
and
like...
puppets
and
toys.
Like, when people take their coats off and shit.
Mm. Ooh,
by the way, everyone, in my apartment here, we have a box that holds silly hats and toys and shit.
It also holds my coat. I want to hang it up.
Yeah, there's puppets in there. I'm 25 years old.
They have a toy box.
We don't have any children that come here.
Right now, BWO is sitting in front of a scorpion in a picture frame, an R2-D2 Mr. Potato Head, a athletic girl doll, which is a like a knockoff thing we bought in Chinatown. A thank you card, a broken picture of Bruce Willis shooting a gun.
Actually, it's a Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, sorry,
I can only see
his forehead.
Hidden behind the thank you card is a Skeletor toy that's been broken in half for 7 years.
And then who's that doll from
Indiana?
Who's
that guy?
That's Solo.
Sala from Indiana Jones, right?
Ooh, a Sala doll?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mighty Mug.
All of that is underneath a whole lot more bullshit that I don't want to take the
time
to explain.
I like to describe our decorative style as if a TGI Fridays threw up But if you look at everything, there's an important story behind it all.
Yeah.
There it is. It's like a museum.
Yeah.
It's a museum of nonsense is how I describe it.
Yeah, he said, sitting in front of a Yoda Pez dispenser.
But, yeah. So, as much as I might jab at Lauren, I understand who I am.
And the thing is, all of the bullshit in our apartment has a story behind it, but some of them are not very good stories. Like, I'm looking at a torso. I'll have to put a picture on the website, because this is so ridiculous. We just have a torso, like a kind of a foam mannequin torso, but it's only about 18 inches tall. It's sitting next to our garbage can and has been for like 4 or 5 months, just because our friends found it next to the garbage at a gas station and thought we might like it. And we kept it.
We do like it.
Yeah, what's wrong with liking it?
There was a time where me and Makula found a grocery bag. on the sidewalk, and in our drunken stupor, we sat at, almost at the same time in front of Castelvi's
room.
Which would later piss him off. But
I thought he would find it to be hilarious. And then
none of you idiots were going to ever move that goddamn
I did
grocery,
the same way.
And you had to do it, but Makula was the one who came up with this genius idea.
Wow. To be fair, we could use one in our apartment.
Somewhere there's a homeless man but wondering where his grocery cart is.
I put it back to where we found it, but before we did that,
I'm sure he remembers.
It's like, well, we got to move this thing. Where can we put it? And I think Makula goes, maybe the boys will want it. They like garbage stuff.
I did say that.
So there was a fleeting instant where we were going to call you and be like, hey, you guys want a grocery cart for your house?
I would have said yeah.
Like your guy's place doesn't have your share of bullshit.
Oh, it's
too.
Got a lot of bullshit.
It's got an entire wall of animal masks.
Yeah. It has a shrine for Will Smith.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
true.
Will Smith. Saint Will Smith.
LP's room has swords.
I've got swords.
What is Will Smith?
Saint of Awesome.
Will Smith.
Next question.
Saint of Awesome.
You know, guys, though, if this is a museum of nonsense, we really should open it up to the public. And that means they need to know our address.
Stop trying to
Yes!
Well, no! Guys, this is Lauren's podcast. I think we should share Lauren's address.
Sure, what is it?
What?
Go ahead, Lauren. Tell them where you live.
Look, if celebrities hear this, they can find you.
Second star to the right.
Oh, God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is that what it says on Google?
Are you serious? I can't believe you just did that.
Are you really surprised?
Yeah,
we've
really.
Never talked about Harry Potter this whole time.
Avacadaver. Expelliarmus. Lingardium Leviosa.
If people are playing the Octavarius drinking game, they're probably fucking dead now.
Professor Snape.
Repost the rules for that, by the way.
Lauren, so you love Harry Potter.
Tom Riddle.
Yes.
Do you identify most with the main character, Harry Potter,
no,
or Hermione?
I identify with Ron mostly.
Oh.
So why is that?
Easily. Well, because, A, I'm in love with him. And
that doesn't...
And because you, too, are one of 7 siblings.
No, but he's kind of like
no,
the
No, she's an only child,
sidekick.
And she always wanted a big family.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, really? I can read this shit.
Yes.
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 And Harry gets, he's in too much danger, so I wouldn't
want to it's a little much.
Hermione's a little,
I would
like,
all in danger.
Too geeky for me, and I don't, like, totally, I mean, I love Hermione, but she can be kind of annoying at times.
But Emma Watson is such a hottie bobody.
She is a hottie bobody.
Well, I think just as far as, like, his skills and traits, Hermione is really smart. You would rather be a coward than
a dumb, poor
than
coward.
A genius.
He is a coward. He's just a coward.
Well, no, I wouldn't rather be. I mean, if
He's
I was going to be anybody,
but we're giving you a choice.
Oh no, I thought you were saying who I.
Oh,
like.
Who do you most identify
yeah,
with?
I
yeah, I guess
say
that's
be
a little
probably
bit different.
Luna the most.
Of course.
Luna
loved
it. She's pretty awesome.
She's psycho.
Well, she's great. She's totally out there. She says what she wants to say. She's
is that what you
totally
do?
Honest and just very genuine. Yeah, I mean, most of the time I think I'm very honest.
Lauren just tells it like it is.
Sometimes you can identify with people that aren't exactly like you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like sometimes...
Sometimes I identify with happy people.
Oh, Jesus.
We were talking about this earlier. I think I identified really well with Charlie Brown.
We were just talking about it.
Oh my god.
Mark takes the lead.
Because
Stelby like, should because he called it.
He got the assist.
Set
up Spike.
There's really good cartoons that just say a lot about how the world is.
Mark.
Oh wow.
Who do you think you would be in Harry Potter?
In Harry
Must I answer
what
she wants to
okay.
podcast?
You fucking
okay.
have to answer the question.
Scream.
Oh, we should all have to answer the
yes,
question.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I don't know. Can you give me, like, some choices here? There are a shitload of characters.
Sure.
And I don't care that much about them.
All right. We got Seamus, who always is blowing things up.
Ah, fuck
who's
Seamus.
Like the half... Okay. We got Hagrid. Hagrid's a fun, lovable, you know, guide to Harry.
He's also a
wait.
Drunk.
I think that...
How are you... these descriptions of the characters are very subjective. You said Hagrid's the fun-loving one? Like, if I didn't know... Talking. Like, I know what it is. It's like, that's... If
so
I had never heard
Hagrid's of like Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles.
It's what you made it sound like.
He's just a party dude. Doesn't everyone get that reference except for Keith?
Sorry, Keith.
Callback.
That's right, Keith's our member of
Akiveri. I don't understand why that artist really liked pizza.
So generalize more, Lauren.
I think Tins would actually be, don't hate me for saying this, I think you'd be Dumbledore. And not,
what?
Not,
no, you'd be Charlie, Weasley, man.
I hate
Charlie
is extremely intelligent,
yeah.
And he still lives a very adventurous and exciting life.
Oh, that's the oldest
yeah.
one.
No,
yeah.
That's
cool.
Percy's
the dick.
Percy's a dick. Charlie's just a great guy.
He's
Charlie's cool.
Then you could play with dragons, that'd be fun.
Dude, I love playing with dragons.
Right? That's Charlie, right? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why you have to answer the riddle.
Yeah, I can see
dragons.
It.
Yeah. I'd be Cedric Diggory.
Ooh, because you're hot like Robert Pattinson.
No, not because of that.
Whoa!
Call that.
Oh, god damn it.
Because he's dead. Like, you made him.
No, because he's awesome at what he does and whatever. He's a hero.
And he was a cool dude. He was just
yeah.
popular and cool in Hogwarts, right?
Yeah.
I don't know cool. why I'm asking you, LP, instead of Lauren.
Totally would.
What about you, Cloud?
I haven't been saying much because I do not read or know very well.
You'd be Luna
Lovegood,
for sure.
You don't
yeah,
know anything about
both
Harry
Potter. Can't be
yeah,
Luna.
I'm guilty. But
it's okay.
LP says I would be Luna Lovegood.
Yeah,
I think that, yeah, that makes
Luna
sense.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm Harry Potter. Suck it.
I see Keith as more of a Fred or a George.
I was thinking them too.
Yeah.
I thought about Fred
fun.
And George, but I don't think I'm actually as mischievous as they are. I think Castelvi would actually be more of a Fred and George, but he's both of them combined.
That's sweet. I'm two people.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
I would be type.
I want to be redheaded. Sorry. Sorry, Mark.
Hey.
They're the cool-looking redheads, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Nick.
It's all right. I would be Tiberius Beckett's.
The fuck is that, man? Did you just make up that name?
No, Tiberius up? Beckett's.
Lauren?
No.
Judge?
Oh, wait, go on with this first. I
no, he's making this
wait,
up.
He's the professor. He's the professor. In the opening, when they're doing the hat thing, and the hat goes like...
The hat thing. The sorting hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very... Like, you clearly don't know anything about this world.
I've only seen the movie once, but I've read this chapter, because my sister's like, you should read Harry Potter. So, and I only read this chapter of the first book. And he's the one who's got the hat, and he just gives it to Harry. You see him in the background a lot. He's also making...
Lies!
I think
porridge.
McGonagall puts the hat on Harry.
It's Tiberius Beckett's.
McGonagall.
It's Tiberius Beckett's, Lauren.
Wow,
no,
I
will
seen...
stand and fight the fight.
It's like Fidel Phillips.
I can't believe anyone believes
Tiberius Beckett's, Lauren.
Fidel Phillips. It's Fidel Phillips.
I kind of think Lisa could also be, as it, also Luna, but could also be Ginny because she's really badass. Like,
you'd be a Ginny Weasley.
Yeah, you'd
yeah,
be Ginny Weasley.
Yeah.
Because, like, Ginny's kind of, you know, has her older brothers at first to kind of
just
overshadow
like a
her.
Just
but then when
yeah,
she gets into it and she gets in, you know, the DA, she's like, Bam, the drug authority? Reducto in its lap.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bam, Reducto.
I think I'd probably be...
Tiberius.
No. I'd probably be Sirius Black.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Great choice. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You should have been, you should have taken that, but he got it now. He's cool. Yeah.
You know how guys remember Barty Crouch Jr.?
Yeah.
I want to be him. You love him. I love him because he's the best scream ever in cinema. You sit there and go, and they drag him out. Oh, I wish I'd die like
that. Hello, father.
You're no son of mine. Gah! I'm drag around screaming. I want to be drug out screaming. Oh, my God. It'd be so great.
Stelvin, you would be totally Voldemort. You're just evil.
I know, but I don't get to scream as much.
Keith would have to fight Stelvin. What an epic battle.
Seems really obsessed with that hair guy. I hate Keith.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to kill each other.
Yeah.
Have we
something about our wands. Awesome, I don't know.
Have we gotten to you, Mark, yet?
No. I think,
Yeah, everyone knows. The saddest character in the whole game.
I feel like I'd probably be Ron, because he fails in a lot of things.
He's Neville.
He's totally Neville. Of course he's Neville.
That's so mean.
Neville's not sad, he's just incompetent.
He's sad too.
He was going to be the chosen one
but
at first.
But I feel like I'm more Ron. I don't know.
No, he's man.
Cast over?
Because, Neville still got his skills. He's, like,
sort
really good
of.
At...
He's a great herbologist.
He's a great herbologist, and that's nothing to scoff at. Yeah.
That's right, because I can do one thing. Fuck off, fine. Okay, who's doing the next postcard? Who wants to edit the next video? Who's making the website?
Neville saves the
day. I'm sorry, shut up, Lauren, because I need to figure out who's going to take the accounting software on my computer and finish that one.
Neville, calm down. That's all relax.
We got
Neville,
taxes coming
Neville,
up soon,
don't send
so whoever
me a
wants
screecher,
to print those.
Dude. Stop dropping a red envelope in front of me at lunchtime, man. Cut it the fuck out.
Man, put away the mandrake, Mark.
I'm sorry, you guys are right. I'm sure you whoever wants to finish up budgeting.
Fine, Mark, you're on.
I've got most of the rest of the agenda for the meeting, so I'll just hand it off to you.
I actually think he might.
He's actually probably Hermione.
Did we say that at the same time?
Yeah, we did.
I think you'd totally be Hermione because you're very book smart and you're very logical, and that's how you think. Like, you approach a situation or a problem. And
but he's also, he's not
a
dick about it, though.
Wait a second.
He also dated a giant Russian dude.
And traveled through time.
Yeah. Yeah, both those I just accepted.
And he would take on too many classes, am I right?
What?
Why is that sexual?
Am I right?
Did I miss that Harry Potter scene where Hermione?
It's in the new one.
What were you going to say, B-Will?
Nothing.
Who would you be, B-Will?
I'd be that dude that dates Emma Watson.
No, you'd be fucking McGonagall, all rules and shit.
I don't know enough.
She's funny,
Ryan,
though.
You
she's
would
cool.
Be,
yeah.
Cool.
She's be good. Cool. What is his name? Gilderoy Lockhart?
Yes! He would so...
You would definitely be Gilderoy
Lauren agrees.
Lockhart. Well, just because he has a great
that?
Smile. He's a book writer professor in the second... Well,
in the shitty movie.
Series.
He's extremely famous. The ladies love him.
The ladies, they love him. He writes his book called, like, Magical Me, and he smiles, and all these ladies.
Is that
faint.
The one that was,
It's Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh.
I remember that one.
Dude, Brian is a man.
So I'm the guy that pretends I'm awesome, but I'm a coward?
No, you're just a cad. You're a hack.
No, Brian, it's time for
that,
your list.
That's what they're all trying to say.
I'm glad Lord
you're
really
a fake
agrees.
And a phony. You're a phony.
All right. Well,
you're a lawyer.
The nice smile and all the ladies like you and being like a great public figure part.
But
the part
of that. Cool Brian.
But that part, I don't agree with.
No, I'm not a hack.
No.
But then why would I be that guy?
I said I was wrong. I'm not always wrong. I'm not always a boy. I mean,
not always.
Not always. Hey, Lauren, great podcast, by the way. Yeah, thanks, buddy. That's okay.
I could see you as like a Mad-Eye Moody kind of character.
I'll hang out with Sad Mark here. We'll talk about the Neville thing.
It's okay, guys. Everything's going to be okay when I save the day and light all four beacons. On my broomstick.
She's not going to do it, though.
Lauren. Okay. Brian and I will be over here because Lucy promised she would hold the football this time. And I'm pretty sure she's going to do it. So.
Go ahead, Mark.
Lauren. out of curiosity, do you happen to know the conversion rates between like nuts, sickles, and galleons off the top of your head?
No. I know that... No, I know.
What
I
the fuck is this? What is this?
Harry Potter currency.
So
in Harry Potter?
Yeah, isn't it nuts? Nuts.
You got to know this shit. You could go into the three broomsticks and just give a whole wad of coins and not really know how much you're spending. You could be spending a shitload there.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I should learn.
Do you have a step? You'll ever see how to come.
I'd be in so much debt if that happened.
How much?
How much debt would you be in?
Wait, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are. You're right. Man, how much debt are you in?
This wasn't my idea. I'm in 1,000 gallons or more of debt.
1,000 gallons?
Well, 10,000
gallons, right?
10,000 gallons or more of debt.
Yeah, I know who I could call. I could call Legal Helpers, Debt Resolution.
Woo-hoo. Yeah?
For your gallons Woo-hoo. Of debt.
They would negotiate down my debt for me.
Would they guarantee it?
Guaranteed. What?
Oh, they'd guarantee it?
Yes.
Awesome.
And they also will give you Octavarius passes to come to the show.
Not a guarantee.
Not a guarantee.
Lauren, I need something to help me remember it. Can you sing that jingle that they've been singing?
Round the globe. That sucks.
8-6-3-2-4-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6
She said enough somethings to get away with it. All right.
Yeah. No, that is six. That is not the number
guys,
for legal helpers debt risk.
As an expert in herbology, I'd like to say that a great ingredient in many potions is pop chips.
Oh no.
Where can I get some pop chips? Is there a
because
store?
You don't want to eat them, so if you mash them up and then rub them into your wounds, especially if they're mandrake wounds.
Oh my god.
That'll probably burn worse because they're covered in flavors with salt in them.
God, Lauren would fucking love this podcast.
Yeah, I wish she was here.
It's only Lauren's.
Well, I think
don't bother going to Target.
Yeah, I was looking for an in for the Target ad, but
I think we're done with that. I don't know. We got to find something new. We got to sponsor. I got to have a new sponsor.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. It'll develop, or someone will choose
Jesse
to have sponsor us.
What about Whole Foods? There's a Whole Foods bag in front
Dude,
of us.
Dude, I love Whole Foods.
I can get down on some Whole Foods salad. It costs a lot, but it's good.
Yeah. Whole Foods, it's great, but it costs a lot.
The peanut butter only lasts like a week.
Whole Foods. It's great, but it costs a lot, and its peanut butter only lasts like 1 week.
No preservatives in that peanut butter.
Yeah, fuck that.
Great. Well, do we have anything left, Lauren, or is that it?
I think that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the people that have stuck it out. And there definitely won't be Lauren's podcast next week.
Unfortunately.
So, you can look forward
probably
to that.
New Year's.
Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing. Do we want to say anything else?
I bet someone does. Somebody on the far couch.
You want to sound up?
Wait.
Oh, 7 words for Makula. Let's do it.
Seven words for Makula. One.
Oh. Now, wait. I have a question.
This has been
seven words.
Wait. I have a question.
Seven words. Good job, Nick.
Good.
All right, Lauren.
Thank you.
That just about does it. Let's head on home.
All right, everybody. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
Have 8 legs and a wicked week, everybody.